Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. That is a quote by the famous Paul J. Meyer. And why is that quote my quote for this week? Because today we're going to talk about the power of visualization and why you need to take the time to really think about and visualize the type of opportunities, the type of accounts you want to be working with. Yes, this is a mindset-focused podcast, but fundamentally, I bring this content to you to help you be the very best sales professional you can be. That is my laneway. That is my expertise. That is where I've spent all my time trying to master, is the art of selling. And I'm going to talk today about how I've used this exact technique to help me land some dream accounts, help me land some of my biggest accounts in my career. It didn't happen because I was lucky. I didn't land multi-million dollar deals because I just happened to call someone and he wanted to buy from me. It was a process. In some cases, it was a painful process. But the process for me started even before I picked up the phone. And yes, you've heard me talk about why it's important to identify your ideal customer profile, why you need to be thinking about the markets in which you want to serve. But what I'm going to share today is a process that goes a little bit beyond that, an exact process that I'm doing right now, again, to ensure that I achieve the sales success that I intensely want to achieve this year. And the process starts by actually identifying dream accounts and thinking about the type of companies that you want to work with. Yes, you might say, right, I've got a particular vertical that I want to work. That's the market that I'm going to chase. You might have an ABM and an account-based strategy model, right? Account-based marketing model. And say, this is the segment that I've been given. This is the segment that I have to talk to. But the process of visualization starts by really thinking about the characteristics of a company you want to work with. A company that you really resonate with, a brand. There might be multiple brands within that segment that you just love to work with. So the first step in the process is to really think about who are those organizations that I would love to be working with every single day, that I would love to go out there and bring into my pipeline and bring on as a customer for my team. And once you do that, the second step, just like we do with the vision board, is to take a picture or get a picture of their logo, get a picture of things that are important to that business and start to put that in your place of work, right in front of you, next to your computer, so you can see those logos every single day. You can visualize working with them every day. So the first step is to identify those dream accounts. The second step is to put those dream accounts, those names, the pictures of their brands, their CEOs, whoever it might be, put that on your board so it's there and have that list of accounts. And just like I did when I started my podcast, I wrote the 50 guests that I wanted to have. And how am I going on that? I've crossed a lot of them. I even crossed the person that was on top of my list, which is a proud moment for me. Because I'll say this again and again, success comes from preparation. And the foundation of that preparation is essentially the visualization aspect. The largest account I won, or one of the largest, because I actually beat that account many years ago, was a company that I had on that dream list. I wanted to work with them. And it happened. The law of attraction is real. The reality is, if we visualize it, if we put it out into the universe and we go out there with positive intent to engage and help with that right mindset of a sales professional, it'll come in our path. And why we take so much time to build our skills, why we take so much time to listen to podcasts, read books, try to be the best we can be, because then when that opportunity arises for us to talk to our dream accounts, we're ready to pounce and take that opportunity and help that organization achieve something even better and show them why the universe has brought us into their path. We need to make our own luck in sales. And the luck starts even before you pick up the phone. The luck starts but where you really think about and contemplate and visualize the type of companies that you want to work with. I really want you to think about this because this is a strategy that I've used for a long, long time. And I continue to use because it continues to give me the success that I want when I go to market and sell to companies. And that is my message for this week. The message is visualization, the power of visualization and why it's so important. Just like any vision board, just like any goal that you decide to scribe out, you've got your goal, you might use a SMART goal methodology, but the visualization part is so, so important. Don't just visualize, you know, what the success or the commission will enable you to do. It might be holiday homes, or it might be time away with your family. It might be that really cool Mustang that you've always wanted. You've got to visualize the companies in which you want to work with. It'll make it so much easier for you to engage with them. And that is my message this week. It's take the time to really think about who you want to work with and ask yourself why you want to work with them. And then put those brands around your workspace so they're in your line of sight every day. And it'll allow you to engage. It'll allow the universe to help you engage with those dream accounts. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this episode. I do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.